If we move to New York, I will give you our new address. Now please turn your paper over to the other side. And let's begin with number 11. Please repeat after me. I have to do a lot of things tomorrow. What are you going to do? I'm going to buy flowers for the wedding. What about the food? That's another thing. I'm going to hire caterers. Will there be music at the reception? Of course. I'm going to ask Tom to play his guitar. 12. Tom has other plans. He's not going to come to the wedding. He's busy this weekend. What is he going to do this weekend? He's going to paint his living room and his kitchen. He's certainly going to be busy. I'll have to find someone else to play music at the reception. That won't be easy. 13. What are you going to give your fiancée for her birthday? I don't know. I can't give her a necklace. I gave her a necklace last year. How about a bracelet? No, I can't give her a bracelet. I gave her a bracelet 2 years ago. Well, what are you going to give her? I don't know. I will really have to think about it. Are you going to cook spaghetti for the wedding? No, I'm not. I cooked spaghetti at the last wedding. It wasn't very good. Are you going to serve champagne? Yes, I'm sure we'll serve a lot of champagne. What are you going to make for dessert? I'm not sure yet, but I think we'll make a chocolate cake. Sylvia Reynolds will be our photographer. Does she have a lot of experience with wedding photography? Yes, she does. I'm sure she'll take beautiful photographs. About how many pictures is she going to take? She'll probably take about 100 photos. Then you're going to have a very nice scrapbook. 16. Who will be the minister for the ceremony? Our minister will be the Reverend Billy Boyd. Is he going to speak for a long time? His sermon is going to be around 10 minutes. That's good. A 10-minute sermon won't put me to sleep. I read the sermon. It'll be very nice. I think Jose and Patty will like it. Jose, where are you going after you travel in Colorado? After that trip, we'll return to San Francisco. Will you try to get a job in the Bay Area? I'm going to apply for several positions in Silicon Valley. Are you going to work in computers? Yes, I'll probably get a job as a computer programmer. You aren't going to apply for the job in New York? No, I'm not. I really don't want to live there. So you won't move to New York next year? No, we're going to stay in California if I can get a good job here. You'll probably get a good job in the Bay Area. Yes, I think IBM will hire me. I'm going to get in touch with them tomorrow. Will the soup be ready soon? Yes, it will. It'll be ready in a few minutes. The ceremony is over. The guests will be here any minute. While it's cooking, I'll make the sandwiches. We'll have to hurry. The guests are going to be hungry. I'm going to have a headache if you keep nagging me. The weather is very nice today. We can have the reception in our backyard. But it's going to snow in Colorado. Oh dear, Jose and Patty will be there. It's going to be the worst snowstorm in 10 years. Jose and Patty will have to stay in their hotel. They'll have to pack extra jackets and scarves. Now, everybody, please go back to the beginning of your paper and this time I am A, and you are B, and I will repeat your line after you. Number 11. I have to do a lot of things tomorrow. What are you going to do? I'm going to buy flowers for the wedding. What about the food? That's another thing. I'm going to hire caterers. Will there be music at the reception? Of course. I'm going to ask Tom to play his guitar. 12. Tom has other plans. He's not going to come to the wedding. He's busy this weekend. What is he going to do this weekend? He's going to paint his living room and his kitchen. He's certainly going to be busy. I'll have to find someone else to play music at the reception. That won't be easy. 13. What are you going to give your fiancé for her birthday? I don't know. I can't give her a necklace. I gave her a necklace last year. How about a bracelet? No, I can't give her a bracelet. I gave her a bracelet 2 years ago. Well, what are you going to give her? I don't know. I'll really have to think about it. 14. Are you going to cook spaghetti for the wedding? No, I'm not. I cooked spaghetti at the last wedding. It wasn't very good. Are you going to serve champagne? Yes, I'm sure we'll serve a lot of champagne. What are you going to make for dessert? I'm not sure yet, but I think we'll make a chocolate cake. Fifteen. Sylvia Reynolds will be our photographer. Does she have a lot of experience with wedding photography? Yes, she does. I'm sure she'll take beautiful photographs. About how many pictures is she going to take? She'll probably take about 100 photos. Then you're going to have a very nice scrapbook. 16. Who will be the minister for the ceremony? Our minister will be the Reverend Billy Boyd. Is he going to speak for a long time? His sermon is going to be around 10 minutes. That's good. A 10-minute sermon won't put me to sleep. I read the sermon. It'll be very nice. I think Jose and Patty will like it. 17. Jose, where are you going after you travel in Colorado? After that trip, we'll return to San Francisco. Will you try to get a job in the Bay Area? I'm going to apply for several positions in Silicon Valley. Are you going to work in computers? Yes, I'll probably get a job as a computer programmer. 18. You aren't going to apply for the job in New York? No, I'm not. I really don't want to live there. So, you won't move to New York next year? No. We're going to stay in California if I can get a good job here. 'You'll probably get a good job in the Bay Area. Yes, I think IBM will hire me. I'm going to get in touch with them tomorrow. 19. Will the soup be ready soon? Yes, it will. It'll be ready in a few minutes. The ceremony is over. The guests will be here any minute. While it's cooking, I'll make the sandwiches. We'll have to hurry. The guests are going to be hungry. I'm going to have a headache if you keep nagging me. The weather is very nice today. We can have the reception in our backyard. But it's going to snow in Colorado. Oh dear, Jose and Patty will be there. It's going to be the worst snowstorm in 10 years. Jose and Patty will have to stay in their hotel. They'll have to pack extra jackets and scarves.